Episode 181.
Late Night Internet Marketing.
This week on the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast, we talk about email deliverability. I know it doesn't sound exciting, but it might be critical to the future of your business. All this and more on the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
The Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
You've been working for somebody else, but you want a business to run yourself. You want to know how to start and where to begin. Can you get out your comfort zone, my friend? Yes, you can do it right when it's late at night. At the end of the day, your dreams burning inside. And you will find that you're building your business one night at a time.
And now, broadcasting late at night from a little studio in the big state of Texas, your host, Mark Mason.
All right. How's everybody doing? This is Mark Mason, and I am your host, coming to you live from Dallas, Texas. Actually, this is super pre-recorded. I'm getting ready to head out to Franklin, Tennessee, where I'm going to hang with my buddy Cliff Ravenscraft. I'm going to contribute in a very small way to the putting on of the Free the Dream live event out in Franklin. And it's going to be really cool. It's in a place called The Factory in Franklin, Tennessee, which is an old factory where they used to make a lot of things, including stoves. And it's been converted into kind of a shopping mall and event center. It's a super cool location. Franklin is a super cool city, and I'm really excited about it because the better part of my mastermind, almost everybody is going to be out there at the event. I'm expecting to see Ray Edwards out there, as well as Leslie Samuel, who's the MC for the event. I'll be speaking on why knowing your why is important, and I'll be talking about that on the podcast in the coming weeks. And in addition to that, I'm really excited about seeing Michael Stelzner. He's coming out. It's just going to be a really great time out there at Free the Dream. Very exciting. I'm hoping to see you out there. I know I'm going to see a lot of you guys out there, Jared and Danny and some of you out there. It's going to be really great, and I can't wait to make all of that happen. Very exciting time out in Franklin, Tennessee. But before I leave for Franklin, Tennessee, I wanted to get to a little listener feedback.
And now, it's time to hear what listeners just like you are thinking.
Late night listener feedback.
All right, you guys know how much I like reviews on iTunes. I really appreciate those because you know that they help me rank the show in iTunes, especially with the new iTunes player coming out, the new entrepreneur category that is available in iTunes with the release of the new operating system and the new iTunes app that's coming in Mac OS. I'm really looking forward to that category because that's exactly what this podcast is about. And I love reviews because they help me rank there, and that helps me get found, and I can help more people, and that just helps the podcast grow. So if you're feeling generous and you love the show, I would love it if you'd go over to latenightim.com/iTunes. That will help you find a way to leave me a rating and review in the iTunes app. And if that's not your bag, if you're an Android person or you're listening some other way, just go ahead and leave me a review in your application of choice. That would be really helpful. Recently, I got a review from Russell LD through Apple Podcasts. He says, "No other podcast has such a genuine purpose to help people in their day-to-day life and get over their fears and improve their life. Mark has great guests and actionable advice each and every week." So that's awesome. Thank you so much, Russell. I appreciate that. I got another review in iTunes. I love these. This is one of my favorite ones from Butterfly Milkweed on Apple Podcasts. I love Apple Podcasts because you don't get the name, you get this craziness like Butterfly Milkweed. The review is, "Hey Tim, Glad to hear you speak at FlynnCon 1. Looking forward to learning more from you on this podcast. I love that review because, well, as many of you know, my name is not Tim, but but because the domain is late night IM, and I often put that all together as LateNightIM, one of the problems with that domain is that the word Tim jumps out at you because it's right before the .com. So it looks like latenightim.com. And sometimes people assume my name is Tim. My name is not Tim, but I appreciate that very much because someday I might change my name to Tim to make it consistent with the brand. In any case, it's a 5-star review, so I'm definitely not complaining at all. Thank you very much, Butterfly Milkweed, for that review, and I appreciate it very much. Let's talk about the reason we're here today, email deliverability.
It's time to get to work, building your internet business. One night at a time.
One night at a time.
So we've heard a lot of people, and let me take you back 10 years. So 10 years ago, when I was joining the internet marketing rat race, as it were, everyone was talking about email. The money was in the list. Email was everything. There was no such thing as Facebook, and MySpace was a thing where musicians hung out. There was not really social media. It just wasn't a thing. If you made money on the internet, you made it with SEO and your email list. That's just how things were. And maybe you were buying banner ads. There were no, Facebook wasn't a thing, so you didn't buy ads there. So email was incredibly important and everyone talked about it all the time. And then what happened was the rise of social media and particularly the ease with which we could get organic traffic from places like Facebook and LinkedIn. And of course, part of Facebook's plan all along was to establish themselves as an incredibly valuable marketing tool and then slowly but surely turn down the organic traffic and turn up the paid traffic because in order for Facebook to make money, they need to sell ads. And in order for them to sell ads that work, they need to prioritize the paid content and the traffic that's generated from paid content that sends people off of their platform. They need to prioritize that paid content over content that is free, that people are not paying for, that's taking traffic away from their platform. It's just good business. And I can't very much blame Facebook for running their business the way that they need to use Facebook, but it has resulted in the resurgence of email and the importance of email. And so we're back again to having discussions about the best practices for using email. And the thing that has happened simultaneously is that there's been an increase in the sophistication of email clients, email deliverability, and email spam detection systems. And this can be a real issue for email marketers. The last thing that you want to do is to send a promotional email out to your list and have it land in the spam folder. Every time that happens, that reduces your reputation and it means that the next emails that you send are going to be even more likely to land in the spam folder. The second worst thing that you can have happen in this case is to send an email and have it land in the Gmail promotions tab. About 50% of email users online, depending on who you ask, are using Gmail, maybe more because a lot of times it's hard to determine exactly who's using what as their email client. But we know that something on the order of half the people online are using Gmail, and Gmail has gotten very sophisticated and put a tremendous amount of artificial intelligence type effort into telling the difference between inbox email that's from normal humans and newsletter email that they have decided they want to put in their promotions tab. And that makes sense because email that's from someone that I want to hear from, like my mom, is of a difference in importance than email newsletter from some blog I signed up for 6 months ago, and I really don't know if that email is important to me or not. So that makes sense from a user standpoint, but it's super frustrating from a marketing standpoint. So I thought what would be useful is to make a review of some of the best practices for your email deliverability, so that these were things that you should be doing. If you're building a list, you should be building a list. And as you build your list, here are some things that you should do. Okay, the first thing I'm going to recommend that you do is maybe a little bit controversial. We'll start out with something that's controversial. I recommend that you always, without fail, use a double opt-in. There's lots of reasons for using double opt-in. Double opt-in is when someone gives you their email address and then they get a confirmation email and they have to click that confirmation email in order to start getting emails from you. It's a double opt-in. One opt-in when they hit the submit button and one opt-in when they click the link. Double opt-in. There's a couple of good reasons for doing that. One is that it's compliant with most laws. So can spam here in the United States and other laws, particularly in Europe, are expecting double opt-in, and your opportunity or your risk of being labeled as out of compliance with the law and found in violation and fined is reduced when you use double opt-in. So that's a really good reason to use it. In the context of spam, though, it's a good reason to use it because it protects you against people who don't really want your emails, whether it's spammers or some sort of bot or other kind of thing that can happen, or somebody who opted someone else into your list without that other person's permission. It protects you from those things, and it keeps you from sending email to people who haven't done the work to actually get it. That improves your deliverability, it reduces your spam rate, and that's something that you definitely should do, not just for your legal protection, but also to protect the integrity of your list. Now, a lot of people will say, but Mark, what about those users that don't confirm? For me, losing those users who don't confirm on the double opt-in is worth it in order to protect the list. Your list is one of the most valuable assets in your business. And in my opinion, you should protect that asset however you can. And one way to protect it is with double opt-in. Another thing you want to do is make your from line, the line that you are, who the email is from, absolutely clear and somewhat personalized with your brand. So in my case, I would say something like Mark from Late Night IM, so that it triggers them to the branding, so they understand that it's the brand, you know, that it's the brand talking to them, but they also see my name. So if they're identifying with me, it makes it a little more personal and a little less newsy. So I would definitely make the from line look nice and clickable, so that people look like it. So it looks like a friendly email that someone wants to click, that's recognizable, because the open rates will also impact your email reputation. And that's another important metric. So you want to make sure that you have good open rates. Related to that, of course, is the subject line. You want good subjects for open rates because you need open rates in order to convert your email. So you should be working on that anyway. But that's also important for deliverability, because good subject lines means people open your email, your open rates impact your deliverability, and it also keeps people from wanting to hit that spam button when they see a subject line that they don't understand or they think they're not interested in. You want to create subject lines that cause engagement so that people are engaged with your emails. Regarding engagement, you also want to do segmentation with your list. This is why I use a tool like ConvertKit, which you can find at latenightim.com/ConvertKit, because it allows you to tag users based on their interest. We don't want to send affiliate marketing type emails, in my case, to people who are interested in Amazon FBA. And if I can determine that in my email segmentation, then I can keep people from that are interested in Amazon FBA from getting affiliate marketing emails that they may not be interested in. What do people do when they get emails that they're not interested in? Worst case, they hit the spam button or unsubscribe or do something else that you don't want them to do with regard to deliverability. So that is really important. Along those lines, you're going to want to prune your list periodically. What this means is if you've got emails that aren't being opened, or you've got email addresses in there where the email is bouncing or it's a hard fail, you want to make sure and get those emails out of your list periodically. Not only does it cost you money to keep those email subscribers in your list, because most email service providers charge based on the number of subscribers in your list, not only does it cost you money, but when emails go unopened, that's negatively impacting your deliverability. You want to periodically check your reputation. For whatever domain you're sending from, if you're using a server at ConvertKit, I use a custom domain at ConvertKit, for example. You want to check your sender score using a tool like SenderScore. I'll put a link to that in the show notes to find out exactly where you stand with regard to your sending reputation. You want to make sure that your sending reputation is good. Another thing that you can do is you can periodically check blacklists to make sure that your server and your server IP are not on spam blacklists, and you can Google spam blacklist. I'll also put a couple of those lists in the show notes for you to check out. Another counterintuitive thing that you want to do, and this blows people's mind usually when I tell them this, you want to make sure that you make unsubscribing very easy. You want to make it super easy when someone decides they want to unsubscribe, because what do they do if they can't figure out how to unsubscribe? They hit the spam button in frustration, because that accomplishes the same thing for them. That causes Outlook or Gmail to automatically route your mail into the spam folder where they don't have to deal with it. That will harm your reputation for sure. And all of that happened because you made it hard to find the unsubscribe link. So you definitely want to make unsubscribing easy. The other thing you want to do is you want to consider the rate at which you're sending emails and be as consistent as possible. If someone is expecting your email, they're growing accustomed to it, then they are more likely to expect that you are going to send them an email. They're not going to be surprised by it. They know they get an email from you every Friday morning, and so they are not going to to be surprised and hit that spam button, and that's what you don't want. There's a couple of other things that you can do on your domain, and it depends on what's going on with your service provider. One thing that you need to check, especially if your service provider is providing you with a custom sending domain where it looks like your email is coming from latenightim.com, for example, in my case, you want to make sure that you've got SPF, DKM, and DMARC records set up correctly. Now, what are those? This is kind of technical. These records are ways that you can authenticate your mail server and prove that you're a valid sending domain. It proves that you're not spoofing. It proves that you're authorized to send mail. And when it's set up correctly, SPF, DKM, and DMARC tell the receiving email client that the email is really valid and can be trusted. SPF stands for Sender Policy Framework, and DKM stands for Domain Keys Identified Mail, and DMARC stands for Domain-Based Method Message Authentication. All this to say, you should check with your email service provider, in this case, mine would be ConvertKit, and figure out what setup you need to do on your domain to get all of these records set up. You can send a ticket in or check the FAQ at your service provider, and you can get that taken care of. It's pretty straightforward and not a big deal. I will put a link in the show notes to ConvertKit's instructions to give you an idea what that looks like. All of this to say, you need to be really careful with the way you handle your email, the way you treat your infrastructure. And once you've done all this, you may be wondering, well, how do I know ahead of time if my emails are going to go in the spam box? And I've got an answer for you there too. There's a fantastic app. It's not free, but there's a fantastic app out there called Glock Apps. It's what several professionals that I know use to determine whether or not emails are going to go into spam filters, into the promotion tab, and so forth. You can find them at glockapps.com. And basically what it does is it checks to see if your emails are spam-free, and it checks to see how deliverable they are and whether or not they're going to end up in the inbox or they're going to end up in the promotions tab. It does things like checking your domain reputation. They have automatic tests that they can run. They can monitor your sending domains and basically look for trouble, identify risky content and stuff like that, and track inbox rates, all kinds of things. They have authentication testing, all of this kind of heavy lifting stuff. Glock Apps can do that. It's really kind of a brilliant tool. You can check them out at glockapps.com. I'll also put a link to that in the show notes.
Now it's your turn. What action are you going to take to build your business?
One night at a time.
Okay, so of course, none of this really matters unless you go and do something. And the list is very long. But what I would encourage you to do is to think about the way that you're using email. First of all, if you're ignoring your email list and you're not paying enough attention to it and you're not using it well, I encourage you to invest some time in your email strategy. The mega trend in internet marketing is that email is becoming more and more important again, and it makes a lot of sense for you to invest time and create a lead magnet and get email signups with whatever project that you're working on, because that is the one thing that you own. We've said this many times before, and that's becoming more and more true as advertising platforms like Facebook get more and more expensive and are sending less and less free traffic. And you may be saying, well, Mark, I don't have a lead magnet. I don't even know what that is. That's probably an episode we need to do again in the near future. We talk about like what the latest is in lead magnets and how to create one. But for now, if you want to see what one of my lead magnets looks like, you can go to latenightim.com/start. There, I offer my free beginner's guide to getting started online. It's a free video course, and it's where I send people who are new to internet business, or they've been looking around quite a bit and they're confused and they just need help getting started and demystifying all of this noise online. That's at latenightim.com/start. You can go over there and you can see an example of a lead magnet. So the first thing that I recommend is that you make sure that you're doing something to build your email list. And then if you're already to that point, take some steps to make sure that the integrity of your email list is what it should be. Run some checks this week, take some action, make sure you're switch back to double opt-in, or at least consider that. Do something incrementally to make your email list a little better this week. And if you're feeling in the mood, leave me a review on iTunes. Go to latenightim.com/iTunes. Really appreciate that. Until next week, we'll see you soon. I'm off to free the dream. I'm going to free my dream, and I'm going to try and free some other dreams. Ciao.
You can do it right when it's late at night.
You've been listening to the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
Be sure to visit latenightpodcast.com today to leave feedback for Mark. Download special bonus content, access the show notes, and more. See you there.
Until then, go and make some great progress on your internet business. One night at a time.
One night at a time.
Late Night Internet Marketing.
Okay, so I haven't told a lot of people this, but my back is killing me. So I'm old. I feel so old. I'm so old. And I have apparently a genetic predisposition to back trouble. I had no idea. I played sports all my life. I still play sports. You guys know that. I coach baseball. I play softball. And apparently I have some discs that are bulging. And now they're bulging to the point that they're pressing on my spinal column. And it's causing pain in my back and my shoulder and tingling down my arm. I guess this is really common for old guys. I just never considered myself an old guy, but now I'm falling apart. So at first I did physical therapy and that didn't work. And then I had an MRI and it's really messed up. So I'm going to have to go into the hospital to get some sort of steroid injection in my back, which doesn't sound fun at all. I think I'll be unconscious during that procedure. But I'm not telling anybody before Free the Dream because I don't want to worry anybody out there that I might not deliver because I've got a job to do. So that's my plan. I'm going to sneak out to Free the Dream, take groovy drugs, deliver my talk, and come home and get my procedure scheduled and get that done. So that's my plan. So wish me luck. If you're into praying for people's pain, actually for the removal of people's pain, don't pray for me to have more pain. I already have enough pain, but if you're into that, I'd love that because I'm into that. And I think that might help me. Until next week. Ciao.
Late Night Internet Marketing.
Hey, it's Mark again. I wanted to tell you one more time about this absolutely free resource that I have for helping people who are trying to get the big picture for internet marketing, actually get started and understand what all their choices are. If that's not you, there's no more content. You can skip to the end. But if you're someone who came to this podcast because you're searching for how to get started online and you just can't cut through all the noise, I get it. That was me in 2007 when I was trying to get started. There were so many people throwing offers at me that I really couldn't even understand what all the different business models were. I couldn't understand how money moved around on the internet. And I couldn't really get a grip on what direction I wanted to go in so I could figure out how to move forward. I've created a free video resource for you just for that purpose at latenightim.com/explain. In several short videos, I just explain to you what internet marketing is all about and what online business is all about and the different options that you have for starting an online business. There's nothing to buy there. You just sign up for access and you get the videos just like that. So if that's interesting to you, or if you know someone who's in a same situation, send them that link, latenightim.com/explain. And let me know what you think. I'd love to hear what people are thinking that are in the exact same position that I was in more than a decade ago in 2007. In some ways, it seems like yesterday. And in some ways, it seems like an entire lifetime ago. Again, that's latenightim.com/explain.
Late Night Internet Marketing.